brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a guest here in just a few minutes. Just a local group protesting Halliburton. So the Pentagon started spying on them and watching them and taking photos of them. And then we'll get back into all the new spying news that's coming out. Well, the federal law says it's illegal, but we're just going to do it because the president's above the law. Then also Google helping restrict the Chinese population from being able to truly surf the Internet. That's already going on here domestically. I want to talk about that as well. And some more Iran, Syria invasion news or bombing news that we need to cover that is coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. Chris, welcome.
Hey, I got a much lighter question to ask you. Barack Obama is opening an office here in Moline, Illinois, and he's going to give a speech here in about an hour and 15 minutes. And I was just wondering, I was going to ask him if he's a member of the CFR. I was going to ask him if there's still their stated goal is one world government. But I was wondering if you had anything that I
well,
might
for those
ask
that
him.
Don't know, why don't you tell folks who Barack Obama is?
He is he's a senator from Illinois.
And
a Democrat.
Senator. Yeah, and I mean, I knew he was a senator. I don't know a whole lot about him.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
To show my ignorance, well, I mean, there's a hundred of them, but tell us about Barack Obama.
Well, he seems to be just, he was down here, we got an arsenal here where they were talking about closing it about, I don't know, 6 months ago. And him and our governor were right down here, like totally saying, no, we're not going to let them close this, you know, thing. But we ended up losing 2,000 jobs. But from what I know about him, he seems to have the country's best interests, you know, and defends them. But he is a member of CFR, and before I go down there, I'm going to totally do like a big study.
Well, I would ask him. I mean, I would say once George Bush is out of office, are suddenly the Democrats going to try to reverse any of the
stuff? Oh, yeah.
But see, the Democrats, I mean, you can see where Bill Clinton left off, where George Bush started. It was seamless. So, I mean, I would bring up the fact that so much the Democratic leadership is for invading or attacking Iran, and I would ask him if he's against it, or I would ask him, are you going to move to impeach George Bush?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good litmus test to see if he hems and haws, or, you know, ask him about the CFR and why he signed non-disclosure agreements to be part of that organization that openly tries to manipulate our political process.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. I really appreciate your call there. Let's talk to Chad. Chad is calling us from, Missouri?
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to get your thoughts on something that appeared in the news yesterday in Kansas City about the Missouri Department of Transportation using cell phone signals to monitor traffic.
Yeah, already going on nationwide. They track you down just a few feet, and now their excuse from Texas to Missouri up to Wyoming just announced it, to California. Everywhere is either already doing it, we've seen it in documents, or they're already announcing, oh, guess what? We're going to track your cell phone and use that for the traffic warnings on the sides of the street and relay that to the cops. So that's how they're breaking the ice, that, hey, we're tracking and tracing and controlling what you do. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to give you tickets from point to point. They'll be able to register your average speed using the phone as a transponder off of the cell towers. Same thing with the inspection sticker tracker chips. And so they're just breaking the ice with you. They actually announced that about a month ago in Missouri. I saw an article. And, does that make you upset?
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering how easy it's going to be for someone to hack into that database and learn all they need to know about
you. Well, of course. Most identity theft is caused by corporations and the government, and then their answer is more government, more control by the same people that did it. Stay there. I got a guest coming on, but I want you to be able to finish your point on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In just a few minutes of this live Friday, the 27th day of January 2006 edition, now 8 minutes plus into the third hour, we'll be talking to Katie Heim, member of the Houston Global Awareness Collective, a Houston-based anti-Halliburton group that has been spied on by top-secret Pentagon counterintelligence agency, one of hundreds of groups, pro-gun groups, environmental activist groups, land rights groups. Pentagon, I mean, again, I've had the Pentagon watch me openly and had them put guns to our heads and take videotapes away from us on city streets in America. So, I mean, long before 9/11, I mean, we've known about this for a while from our own personal experience. They're creeping around working with police departments everywhere. And it's all part of the Soviet/Nazi takeover incrementally this country. But look how it all dovetails. The last caller I'm about to go back to just briefly here is Chad. And he's in Missouri where it's been in the Kansas City Star. He said last week. I believe, or this week, I saw it a month ago in the Kansas City Star. We posted an article on Infowars.com and on the amply named PrisonPlanet.com where, every few days we've seen articles, but about a month ago there was one out of Kansas City where they said, yeah, all your cell phones are going to be tracked real time. There's just a little computer program business, of course. Federal law 96, implemented in 2001 by law. But they're just now telling you about it, but it's to track your car for traffic. Just like when they put all the millions of cameras up with the Defense Department funds through the Department of Transportation, it was, quote, to track the cars and for your safety. And, of course, TxDOT, say if it's Texas or the Missouri Department of Transportation, they're all the same. They're all really federal clones, and the Transportation Department is doing it for traffic. But dual use, it's going to go in all the squad cars, already happening up in Green Bay. They're trying it with the governor up in Wisconsin. It was in the Green Bay paper 2 years ago. It's in my, actually three, it's in my film Matrix of Evil. They're going to have a big command center. And remember 3 weeks ago I had a Homeland Security head professor teaching a program up in Knoxville with 14 classes. But he's also involved with the military locally. And he said, yes, there'll be a big threat board with where your cell phone is and where you're what you're doing. And he admitted it. See, this, they're all being told what you're not being told. So to break the ice, they just say, oh, it's to track you for traffic. We're just going to use your cell phones as if their cameras can't do it. And they also have cameras reading the license plates, and that's instantly uploaded. And they have transponders going and inspection stickers. Even if you beat the law in your state, they just still do it. So then Bush comes out and says, oh, if bin Laden tries to call America, shouldn't I be able to listen to the call? Well, he was never barred from doing that. And these FISA courts, that isn't what was happening. But they take the best example they've got. Like, if a terrorist has the nuke strapped to him, he's about to blow up New York, but he won't tell us, and he's going to detonate it, can we torture their five-year-old? And magically it's on every drama and every show, and magically the White House is using that same script. Well, I guess we better torture the kid. Well, it's the same thing with this. Well, if bin Laden's calling, shouldn't we be able to listen? Well, of course we should. And then, voila, everything's tracked and traced for taxation, regulation, and control. This whole war on terror is focused on you, the people, by an empire that knows now individual indigenous populations are the only threat to total world government. Now, they openly say this. This whole war on terror is an inverted power structure attacking you, the individual. And they own the Democrats, they own the Republicans. I know my guess is holding, and now I've been ranting for 3 minutes. But they're being spied on by the Pentagon for giving out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, a very, very milquetoast group, pun intended. Just out pointing out what a wildly corrupt group this is. I mean, they hire all the illegal aliens in New Orleans and then refuse to even pay them. They feed rotten food to the troops. They rip the troops off. They give them contaminated water. They've been cited and fined over and over again. They were in the Chicago Tribune for running white slavery rings. I mean, they openly have whole lobbyists just assigned to keeping the Pentagon regulations from not stopping them from slaving. Yes, slavery is alive and well, and Jesse Jackson isn't going to say a word because he's CFR, folks. So then we have a caller call in right before this guest we're going to in 45 seconds and bringing up how all the cell phones are tracked. Of course it's all tracked. It's tracked in your face. Real fast, and I appreciate you holding, Chuck. Finish up your comments about that. You know, you're worried, you said, about a hacker hacking in and getting it. Statistically, the government and the corporations that control it are more criminal than any individual. Forget some hacker getting it. What about the crooks in government? You know, they always say, what do we have to hide? What do they have to hide? We shouldn't trust them. Go ahead.
The issue, I mean, they're not going to be able to sell any of this information that they want to. And I think even more alarming is the fact that not only will they be able to tell where you're moving from point A to point B, but where you're stopped, anywhere in between.
Sir, it is your literal slave tag, and if you don't have a cell phone, which they're now saying like 60% of the population does, it'll be in your transponder, and if not in that, in your Michelin tires, or in all your products. The Pentagon says it is to control the American people. This is a Pentagon-designed control grid. They call it a control grid. Thanks for the call. And talking about that, and it doesn't scare me. Some people go, well, okay, it's true, Alex, everything you said. I better shut up. No, you better scream bloody murder. We're not the bad people. Yeah, what do we have to hide? Nothing. We're the good people. Crooks run the government for corporate interests that are not free market, that operate as organized global crime syndicates. They're international crime families. They're the Dutch royal family. They're the British royal family. They're the Rothschilds. They're the Rockefellers. They openly own it all. And they're not free market, and they don't like you and your family. And they're putting a grid in so they can abuse the living daylights out of you. And you better get upset about it. All right, I'm going to shut up. Pentagon spied on Houston anti-Halliburton activist. Another member of the group said, it is truly a sad day for our system of government when the Pentagon uses taxpayer funds to protect corporate interests by spying on its citizens engaging in peaceful protest. By the way, the government releases information. They want everybody to know this. The protest was called Cook Food, Not Books. And it talked about how they rip people off for food and fed them rotten food. It's admitted. Now, you should, if you really support this evil war, you should, quote, support your centurions and want them to be getting good food. But, see, supporting the troops means letting them snuff the DU, letting them get deadly vaccines, letting them eat rotten food. It means just feeling good and drinking liquor and just rolling around with Bush stickers all over your car. Okay, that's enough. I've gone into a full-bore rant. Thank you so much for joining us. We are honored to have Katie Heim on, member of the Houston Global Awareness, HoustonGlobal.org. And even if you don't agree with their political views, and I think I don't agree with some of them, obviously, with words like collective, you should agree with their First Amendment right to not have a bunch of military commissariat goons following them around. And the website's HoustonGlobal.org. Katie, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for holding during that last six-minute rant. I can't help it, though. See, it's all interconnected. We're being bathed in tyranny right now. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, we heard when investigative reporter Michael Isikoff called and told us that we were on the list of groups that had been monitored because they were a threat. We were labeled a threat to the government, and we found out that of one of the many protests that we've done, for sure they were looking in on, which was, like you said before, the Cook Food Not Books protest, where we handed out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and we had puppets. We do street theater.
Those are WMDs, by the way. Those,
right.
They fire proton beams out of their eyes and are known to hurt children.
Well, they're definitely scary anyway, because this is a giant Dick Cheney, and we used this giant dick for many, many protests afterwards. He became a little bit of a Houston Global Awareness mascot for us. But this was also the day of the handover, the alleged handover of power. And part of our point, too, was that the power wasn't being handed back to the Iraqi people. It was being given to Halliburton in the form of these contracts, which we all know are completely outrageous.
Well, I mean, they're no-bid contracts, and then the media tried to go, oh, well, we shouldn't give the Frenchies contracts. The foreigners never could get them. There were no bid for American companies.
Yeah, it's cronyism at its worst. We've seen how that affects us.
It's criminal war profiteering.
Yeah, and Halliburton is, It's also down in Louisiana, and we saw what cronyism did with the appointment of Michael Brown there in FEMA, and, it's...
Hey, he owned a bunch of Arabian racehorses. He's qualified.
Well, that's what they say, but, for people who tout the market as much as they do, you would think that that it would be, a little bit fairer of a process. So we had this joyful street protest. There's maybe five or six people at the most were at this protest. Because this is Houston. Sometimes things are big. Sometimes they're not. And as far as we know, that's the only one. But I would think, we had 300 people in the street at the shareholders' protest.
So you had this ultra-secret Army intelligence group spying on you. If there's really a terror threat, you'd think they'd be spying on some terrorists. But they can't really spy on their CIA bosses, so...
Well, you would think that, I think you were absolutely right with the point that you made about them releasing these kinds of information, because they want us to know they're spying on us. The point of these COINTEL programs are to sow seeds of paranoia and make things divisive for us.
I know that because it's in their handbooks, very astute of you. You know what I do? I get video of their faces and I put it on the web, and they literally act like vampires confronted with holy water.
Yeah, they're afraid of the truth, and why wouldn't they be? They've crafted a...
That's right. We're going to put you on the Internet. We're going to expose you, traitors. So you just get ready for it, you Nazi pigs.
There you go.
I mean, I'm serious. I have nothing to hide. They say, well, you have nothing to hide. That's right. You have nothing to hide. We're going to put you on the Internet.
Well, let me tell you, we have criminal intelligence come out, criminal intelligence here in Houston, our HPD division of that. They come out to almost every one of our protests, and we're there for all the counter-recruitment we did down at the KBR headquarters here in Houston. And, these are the same people that protected the Klan when the anti-racist action people tried to protest them in Tomball.
No, so, I know. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They will protect anybody, and then they're putting plants in the most... Look, up in New York, they have the bike riders, bike riding for bikers' rights, and the CIA is watching them. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Your call's coming up in the next segment, and I will get into that Google news. More on torture, more on Iran, and several other issues here, like the talk of impeaching Bush, which, again, he's just a little corporate front man. It's like shark teeth. A row will just roll forward. It'll be a big diversion, a big false victory distraction. But notice, This entire imperial system is focused on the populations. The NSA spying is on reporters the White House doesn't like, and members of their own administration, and other members of Congress, and peace groups, or groups that protest Dick Cheney. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe from the Bin Ladens, who are big shareholders along with the Bushes and the Queen of England in companies like the Carlyle Group. This is all about suppressing the population and creating all these cores of local political police. Commissariat. They had that in the Soviet Union. They had it in Nazi Germany. These Gestapo people. I mean, that's what they are. The most milquetoast groups are being spied on now by these individuals. Going back to our guest, Katie Heim, a member of the Houston Global Awareness Group, and HoustonGlobal.org is the website. And so there's six of you out there, and then now you learn you were being spied on. They were there spying on you, giving out jelly sandwiches. But you've done other stuff like protest against Lord Cheney and others. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've done, the last 2 years running, we have done a fairly large protest outside of the Halliburton annual shareholders meetings. I was also with activist Diane Wilson when she disrupted the Dick Cheney speech here recently when he was in town stumping for funds for Representative Tom DeLay's
Benedict. By the way, you were being spied on by the Pentagon long before you went and did that, so it's good that you're not backing off. You guys are getting more aggressive.
Well, I mean, it is almost flattering in a way to be recognized for the threat to Halliburton's public image that we are. I mean, Halliburton, on that list, we are the only group who was targeting something that's non-governmental, and it was a corporation. So it's a threat to the government when you attack a corporation. That's how embedded these two divisions of power are. There's really no division at all.
Well, yeah, the corporations are lobbying the government to give them governmental powers.
Well, and as long as Halliburton keeps stealing money from me and from my fellow citizens and continues to treat employees badly, continues to strong-arm
our
government.
Well, it's in the news today how the water supply was full of toxic waste. Halliburton's own internal people said,
mm-hmm.
Our people can't drink. This is their own report, and they say, shut up, let them keep drinking it.
That's right. They covered it up, and that's... It's murder in the end is what that is.
Well, I mean, look, to show the craziness of this crowd, they know DE is deadly poisonous. Halliburton's moved into bases that were bombarded with it. I mean, they don't even care about their own employees.
No, and we've done a lot with employee. We've spoken to a lot of employees, offered them support, and done anti-recruitment actions at KBR Halliburton headquarters so that we can let people know before they jump into what they don't even realize could be a nightmare.
But I mean, Katie, aren't you a threat? I mean, let's face it. Did Bin Laden tell you to go give those jelly sandwiches to the workers?
I've never spoken to Mr. Bin Laden personally.
But Bush has, but that's okay. And he signed an order ordering the FBI not to go after him. But just ignore that. But still, I mean, wasn't this a WMD? I mean, doesn't a can of peanut butter and jelly sandwich like attack or like hurt the police or something?
Well, personally, I do believe that food can change the world. If we spent more money feeding people and less money bombing them, you know, we'd have a much better society overall, don't you think?
I agree, but the head of the UN food program said they'd use it as a weapon, and they are.
Hey, let me do a little shameless plugging, too. We're going to also have another protest here May 17th. The Halliburton shareholders meeting will be held in Houston again. We're not positively sure, but if people keep checking our website, HoustonGlobal.org, they'll be able to find that information. And we'd love folks from Austin to come down.
Yeah, maybe I'll come down to that and cover it. If I come down, can I interview you?
Absolutely.
And that's coming up the 17th. Also, Katie, just where is this going? I mean, are you guys going to sue? Because other people are obviously filing lawsuits because they were spied on. Are you going to join those lawsuits?
Well, we'll be in contact with the ACLU. We have been in contact with the ACLU. Scott Parkin, who was the founder of Houston Global Awareness, who was also deported by the Australian government for being a threat to their government, which we also think is a result of this spying effort, but
Oh, listen, I got to get you to stay there for three more minutes.
Okay.
and talk about five on the other side, because for those that don't know, I'm not kidding, you can go read it like in The Age or the Sydney Morning Herald. They are about to pass a law. They've been trying to. Howard has. Where you get 7 years in prison if you criticize the government. I mean, it clearly states. Talk about no more free speech, folks. You just say, I don't like the war. 7 years in a prison camp. And believe me, our government would love to get us to that point.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Retired head of the NSA got up on TV, National Press Club on Monday, and we got a clip off the internet, folks. If you were able to take this off C-SPAN, please send us a copy. I can just call and buy a copy, because I want to have that crisp and clear for everybody. But it's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. We actually found the clip, thanks to a listener who sent it to us. We just had the editor and publisher article earlier in the week on it. And he said, oh, no, the Fourth Amendment was spying by our government on you. Just says that it can't be unreasonable, and we think it's reasonable to listen to everybody and to not have a Fourth Amendment, basically. Well, it says unreasonable search and seizure. Then it defines it that you've got to have a warrant with a person that's sworn to it so you can face your accuser. See, now they have all these secret informants, and then they use that in court, and you go to prison, and then you find out 5 years later it was a convicted two-time murderer cocaine dealer who sent an innocent man to prison. You know, this is what they do. And it says, against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by other affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons and things to be seized. See, we're turning into a spy society. It's because they're going to they've done bad things, and they're going to do bad things that abuse all of us. So I'm going to talk to our guest about that in just a second. But play this clip from MSNBC with the Overman show. Keith Overman, where they play the reporter asking him the question, then the guy says, no, it doesn't say probable cause. No, it doesn't say probable cause. And then Overman reads the Fourth Amendment. So here it is.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Actually, the Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The
legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the General and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
And notice that the NSA general says, trust me, you know, we really know about this. And that's what they tell their employees. I've talked to them. They go, oh, we're following it. Fourth Amendment, unreasonable. It is reasonable. And then that's the end of it. They take three words out of a paragraph and then just nebulous hang it up in space and then say it says that. And it's like the attorney general, when he was chief counsel there at the White House, saying the president is the law and we can torture people to death. And then John Yoo, his deputy, says we can torture little kids. And they do. You know, the media always focuses on, he was a member of Al-Qaeda and we beat him to death, or we made him wear women's underwear on his head. You know, that sounds kind of bad. But if you read deeper, and then we rape children in front of them, I mean, you know, and then, well, we picked up a family at a checkpoint and knocked their teeth out and took one of them for organs and sold the organs, and, you know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's admitted. We took them to former Soviet gulags and used cattle prods on them and slave pits. We hang them by their feet for 2 days, and then they die, and then, you know, it's hellish. And I know, again, my guest has been holding. I'm going to let her go in a second because we've got a lot of callers here. But this is just overt evil. And they just get up there and try to soft soap it and sell it to us. It's sick. This whole administration needs to be in federal prison. And any Democrat that supports them needs to be. I'm sick of it. Forget impeachment. I want them all in prison. And I want their corporate bosses in prison. I'm sorry, Katie Heim, I'm just really getting... I'm threatened by this, Katie. I mean, they're openly saying the president may be a dictator. Specter's going to have hearings next week with Gonzalez, and he's saying, well, then the president may be the law. They're openly talking about Bush being a dictator now.
Well, you know, it reminds one of Orwell, and you know, if you have a memory hole big enough, you can create a new reality. And it seems that that's what this administration is bent on doing, is creating
that's exactly,
a new reality.
Exactly. That is what Karl Rove told the New York Times last year. Remember, we control reality?
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, we know for sure that they got the information about this protest that they spied on through Houston Indie Media. And, you know, we post things there to talk to one another. It's information, and it's arming the people with the real truth. And that certainly is a threat. So indie media centers worldwide have been targeted. And we're going to continue to be a threat. We're going to continue to be a threat.
Yeah, they've done stuff like grab the servers of indie media
exactly.
For no reason. It's just...
Right. And our site goes down all the time. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't, you know, hackers.
Are you kidding? We've tracked our site with the most sophisticated hacks you can imagine directly back to Fort Meade.
Well, there you go.
That's why we've got five servers and are adding two more, and we'll just every time we're attacked, we just add more.
Well, they try to wear you down when you have limited resources.
But
you're
we
not,
have a rule.
Not
we just,
you know?
we just redouble our operations.
And that's what we're going to do. That's what Houston Global Awareness is going to do in light of these revelations.
Yeah, that's got to be our rule. Intensify the attack on the New World Order every time they pull something.
That's right.
Well, coming up May 17th, you guys are going to be out there. You know, I think I might come to that. I'm not sure, but, I mean, that is very, you know what, I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'm making this film, and I want to show the average idiot on the street who wants to attack other nations but can't find the country they want to attack on a map.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking I'd go to Houston because that's where you'll find some of the most slobbering neocon followers on the planet. And maybe while I'm there, I'll come and interview you guys.
Absolutely. That's and right by the Four Seasons, that whole trifecta of evils there, you can find as many idiots as possible on the street that will, you know, love to talk to you. You know, last year they had 35... riot cops on horses, people in full riot gear, which I've never seen in Houston before, and two paddy wagons waiting to take people to jail when we had our protest here. And 14 people were arrested that day. We're going to see what happens this year, but I expect it to, you know,
And of course, they're having quarantine mass roundup drills right now in Houston. By the way, these are nothing more than federal takeover drills. Were you aware of those?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard that if you're very informed. I mean that when I say it. I'm not trying to be patronizing. But all over the place, I mean, I'm sure you've heard about Bush is announcing that he has this imperial power, and they're actually setting the stage, and then he has Tommy Franks on the payroll for $400,000 going around on TV saying martial law is the next step to keep you safe.
Yeah, and we're talking about a contingency of the bird flu. They're using that as the... as the reason to go forward with plans.
Exactly. I mean, I really think we're in danger of actually, I mean, becoming Nazi Germany. I think we are very close, Katie. And for people that get scared then and run the other direction, folks, our only hope is fighting this at this point.
Well, you know, we're a very manipulatable society because we don't have a political conscience. And, you know, the American people... all they know to do is consume, and they're consuming whatever the administration puts out right now. And
we're like mindless pigeons that will gobble up cyanide-laced grain.
Yeah, that I wouldn't have said that, but that's a way to get your point across for sure.
Well, I mean, you've seen how dumb pigeons are. How they scrabble around in a bug-eyed fashion, gobbling whatever you put in front of them.
It's very true.
Well, I tell you, well, you were talking about your friend who then got deported because it was picked up that, you know, and the Australian government was involved, and you heard my comment going into break about the 7 years for criticizing the government. I mean, folks, that isn't our opinion. This is happening.
Yeah, it's a real scary time when the U.S. government can influence another government enough to pick up a citizen who's been given, you know, access, a visa into the country and hold them for days incommunicado and then deport them on a plane and then charge them $10,000 for the entire ordeal, which is what the Australian government did.
You know, I talk to folks in Australia and we get the reports, we've even heard TV reports here, where they just calmly on the news go, criticizing the government will get you, because their newscasters always have an English accent for some reason, criticizing the government will get you 7 years in prison. It will keep everyone safe. I mean, that's not freedom. 7 years for talking?
Yeah, it's amazing, and the government uses the line freedom. Freedom and the word liberty have been distorted to the point where people don't even understand what they mean anymore. It's just like hamsters at the pedal. Oh, freedom, freedom. Yeah, we like freedom. You know, they use that word again.
Well, it's funny you'd say that. I have a lady in London when I was over there covering the bombings on video and the film I mentioned that I'm making, and I say to her, I say, should we give up... our liberty for security? Because I said, we don't get security. And she says, oh, I think we should give up our liberty for freedom. When liberty and freedom are the same thing.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I don't think people realize how abusive governments have been throughout history and that we're seeing the exact same thing happen, Katie.
Well, the only protection against it is ourselves. The more of us that get out into the streets and onto the airwaves and, you know, put pen to paper and speak truth to power, it's going to take that. If we don't exercise our right to do what Thomas Jefferson said and take back our government, it's going to be out of our hands, and it may already be. But
no, you're right. We get the government we deserve, and we've just really had it too good for too long, and just think that it can't happen here, and it's going to happen here in the worst way. But in closing, and again, the website, if folks want to visit it, is HoustonGlobal.org. There's links to it up on Infowars.com. The good thing is this, Katie. Again, I've been doing this for almost 12 years, but 10 years ago, everybody laughed at me. 5 years ago, half the people did. 3 years ago, 10% did. Now, I liken it to selling, a life preserver to somebody, who's fallen into the ocean or snow cones in hell. Now, all these stations, liberal, conservative, even, these stations that all over the country who were carrying stuff like Air America are putting me on. By the way, I'm pro-Second Amendment, but it seems like stuff getting so radical has even made a radical like Alex Jones now begin to become mainstream. I mean, are you seeing that more and more people, when you talk to them now, really are tuned in and know what's happening?
Oh, I think that's a trend across the United States. I mean, you've got Christians marching across Cuba to hold a hunger strike outside of Guantanamo Bay. You've got, people getting arrested, and I'm talking about everyday people. We're not talking about what we, closely associate with that stereotypical protester.
Professional protester, yeah.
Right. These are regular, everyday people with kids. I have two kids. You know, what I'm doing is trying to show them that it's better to fight on your feet than die on your knees. I'm not going to submit myself to an external power like the government that's going to quash me. It's not going to happen.
Oh, you're a great woman and a great American and a great human being. And Katie, I'm pretty much made my mind up. May's a way off though, but I'll definitely see you down there, and I look forward to covering the demonstration and getting folks to come out there to it.
All right, well, let's keep in touch.
Okay, bye bye.
Thanks.
All right, I know the caller's been holding. Let's go through them quickly because I really love hearing from you, and then I got to hit some of this Google stuff and some of these other things with Iran. Folks. This is not a radical broadcast. I'm sorry it sounds scary, but they really are tracking you with your cell phone. They really are trying to do all this. They really do kidnap kids. I mean, Halliburton really does do it. It's in the Chicago Tribune. Imagine having to say it, though, years before it was in the news and getting threatened. I don't care, though. Man, they're evil. They kidnap little kids. I mean, we got to fight these people. It's a no-brainer. And so many of you aren't evil that are in government. You're not overtly evil. You're not consciously evil. But you rationalize, and, oh, that ain't true. Oh, that guy's a... Listen, grow up, man. This stuff is real, okay? Believe me. This is what I do. I study this. And it freaks me out. And it makes me really angry that you're not upset about it. It makes me really angry because, I mean, let me tell you something. The New World Order doesn't care about you. They see you like a cucumber or like a cabbage or like a lower than a cockroach. I mean, they see you as a commodity, a human resource. They talk about you and call you bugs and idiots and slaves. They publish books calling you slaves. Brzezinski and Brzezinski published a book. And one of the top globalist strategists, calling you stupid slaves, laughing at you, because they know you're not going to read it. It's like the NSA head. The Fourth Amendment does not say that. Believe me, we know these things. Yeah, believe me, he knows that 99% of people aren't going to look it up. All right, let's talk to Walt in Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I want to mention a couple things. It'd be a good idea to get a couple guests on, or one or the other, Eric John Phelps,
okay,
and Darrell Everhart, to discuss the Roman Catholic Church's involvement in this New World Order.
You called about a month ago.
Yeah, I did. And I've waited for a response from you, and I haven't heard anything from your brother. And every time somebody mentions that, you talk as if we're talking about every Catholic in the world, and we're not.
Well, I'm not
a
Catholic.
About the hierarchy.
Hold on. I'm not a Catholic, number one. Number two, sir, we don't screen the calls. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? I mean, if you want to disagree, you go to the front of the line. In fact, if you'd have told them you disagree with me, you'd have gone to the front of the line and wouldn't have been on hold for 45 minutes.
Every time somebody calls you about the Roman Catholic Church, you go off on them after they get done talking to you, and to try to imply that...
Look, I'll tell you this right now. I am not in the business of bashing particular denominations and groups. I will come right out and say Israel radiated 110,000 of their own kids, and there's an evil government over there. And then I can show my, I'll say that the Catholic Church is calling for a one-world government, and that's wrong and bad. Pat Robertson is absolutely out of control, but that doesn't mean all Protestants are bad. Now, how is that that I'm disagreeing with you?
Well, in 1940, between 600,000 and 1 million Croatians were murdered at the direction and control of Roman Catholic priests in the Ustashi in Serbia. That happened, and not one word of it's been in the history books.
Well, actually,
the Roman Catholic Church has murdered millions of people.
Sir, it's been in the history books that there were in occupied territories a lot of Catholics who collaborated with the Nazis. I mean, those are Catholic countries.
Well, it was Jesuit controlled.
Well, what about Vichy? Vichy France. I mean, I don't. We mean it's not in the history books.
Well,
you must not have read history books if you're saying you know it's not. There's not one word.
You don't hear one word about Stalin being a Jesuit-trained person and having a Jesuit man, a priest, control the Secret Service in the Soviet Union as well. Reinhard Gehlen, who is a Jesuit. Trained person, Knights of Malta, controlling the Nazi Germany.
Sir, I knew about Reinhard Gehlen. I didn't know about Stalin. You need to send me some documentation
also
on that.
Wild Bill Donovan was Knights of Malta, controlled the OSS during World War II. Reinhard Gehlen came to the United States to help him set up the CIA.
I appreciate your call. If you're saying that powerful organizations and groups do bad, corrupt things, man, you got the right show. I agree with you. I don't know what you're even disagreeing with. Now, I'm not going to froth and do a show 5 days a week about Catholics. I mean, that's just, you got the wrong show. I don't think there's that one of these groups is in control. There are evil people in control of all these groups.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Mm-hmm.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, I don't care if it's a Catholic or a Jewish person or a Protestant or a Buddhist running Halliburton, you know, involved in the white slavery rings. I mean, it's in the Chicago Tribune. It's admitted. Nobody's getting in trouble. Let him get in trouble. It's just so many of these shows and hosts, they just constantly perseverate on one group. I'm for everybody fighting the New World Order. And I don't use labels. I just say, let's all come together and defeat the New World Order. And that's how we're going to do it, folks. We got a big ten here. I don't care what color you are or what group. You know, I got my views. You got your views. I'm going to push my views. But I'm not going to sit there and say that you're the ultimate evil and that you're taking over and you've got to be dealt with. By the way, folks, I have made 14 films. The 14th film, Order of Death, is out, exposing this satanic death cult that is in control of all these major groups. And when you get it, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove free on the same DVD. Just go to InfoWars.com or Prison Planet.tv to find out more, and there's toll-free numbers and addresses there on the site. There's your 30-second plug for the full 3 hours. U.S. Congressman takes Google to task on China. Chris Smith, who I want to try to get on, Republican congressman, is saying that accuses Google of collaborating with persecutors, no kidding, who imprisoned and tortured Chinese citizens in the service of truth. And that's true. And now Google, along with Yahoo and every other major group, you wanted Fox News made the deal, 8 years ago? By the way, you're on MySpace, 38 million users. Fox owns that. No criticism. It's already like China here. They're doing it here, and all these people defend them. Well, I'm a MySpace user, so it's all right. I don't care. I won't say anything bad about Michael Rupert or, Mike, whoever the name is of the... I'm having was it a Freudian slip or was it a, the head guy there at, Rupert Murdoch. There we go. I said Mike Rupert, a fine fellow. Got him mixed up with, the owner of Fox. Boy, I'm out of control. This is what happens. I get to the end of the show, and I've got about 10 articles here I wanted to mention. And I've got loaded phone lines, Hartwell, Paula, James, all these other people that are holding. And then I just start blithering. So, you know what? Sorry to the callers. Don't have time to go to you. I have to cover this news. Call me back tomorrow. I apologize. So I'm going to try to settle down now. Take a breath. And commend Chris Smith, but we'll find out if he puts on a whitewash when he has a commission hearing on this subject and ends up, you know, basically whitewashing it. Because so often they'll go, we're going to look at executive power, and then they look at it and go, we've decided a dictatorship is allowable. You know. Another one here, Google to censor sensitive terms in China. And again, they're doing it, and just thousands and thousands of things are going to be blocked out. And again, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, a lot of this stuff here in the U.S. is blocked out by the servers themselves, at libraries, colleges, businesses. We are infiltrating software and blocked. Go to a computer that's not blocked and go to our websites. It's mainly mainstream news and legislation. It's just we post everything or almost everything that we talk about on the website so we can, when we make a claim, we can prove it. When we tell you that there's a section in the U.S. Code that says the U.S. government can kill millions of U.S. citizens for no reason if it wants to, we give the section, U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. I don't care what laws they put in. I don't have to follow that. Lawmakers say they will press Bush on spying, AP. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. And Joe Lieberman, U.S. Prepared for Iran strike. Senator Joe Lieberman said Sunday that the U.S. is prepared to deal with the Iranian nuclear crisis military, even if the war in Iraq continues to require a substantial American troop withdrawal. And it goes on to say, we have the most powerful military in history of the world, Lieberman told CBS Face the Nation. We are capable, if necessary, of continuing to pursue our aims militarily in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mr. Dual Citizenship, Lieberman said. Mr. Foreign Government Agent, Lieberman said. We're out of time. Thank you to all the affiliates, the sponsors, you the listeners, the great folks running the show, my producer, everybody. Take care, InfoWars.com.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.